From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Monday edition of the Living Truth program as we begin another series of study from the Word of God. And this week, we are going to be in Romans chapter 8. You know, Romans chapter 8, I believe, is one of my favorite chapters in all of the Bible, simply because of the fact that it is filled with a wealth of information for those of us who are Christians in helping us to understand our relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, there are at least 9 major subjects dealt with in Romans chapter 8 as it relates to our relationship with God through Christ. For instance, in verses 1 through 13, it speaks of the believer's security in Christ. In verse 14, it speaks of the believer's direction in Christ. In verse 15, it speaks of the believer's intimacy with Christ. In verse 16, it speaks of the believer's assurance through Christ. In verses 17 through 25, it speaks of the believer's inheritance in Christ. In verses 26 and 27, it speaks of the believer's help through Christ. In verses 28 through 30, it speaks of the believer's hope in Christ. In verses 31 through 34, it speaks of the believer's support in Christ. And then in verses 35 through 39, it speaks of the believer's victory through Christ. That's Romans chapter 8. 9 major subjects dealt with in that passage of Scripture that truly should be an encouragement to every Christian. If you've not yet ever conducted a study of Romans chapter 8, I would encourage you to consider doing so. But this week, we are going to be focusing on one small verse that's found there in the 8th chapter of Romans, and that is verse 37. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, where the Word of God says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." More than conquerors over what, you might ask? Well, let me, if I may, to read the broader context of that verse of Scripture, I want to begin with verse 35, where it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, I don't know about you, but every time I read that passage of Scripture, I just think, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. No matter what it is we as Christians face in life, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Isn't that great to know? I don't know what you're going through right now. Obviously, I have no idea what you're facing right now. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because of your relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, you are more than a conqueror through anything and everything that you face. You know, sometimes I believe that as Christians, we fail to take into consideration what all we have in Christ. The blessings that we have in Christ are exceeding abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. But one of those blessings is the fact that we are victors through Christ. We are more than conquerors through Christ. I think of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, which says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." You see, not only are we more than conquerors, but we have overcome the world through faith in Jesus Christ. And of course, the world there speaks of that system that is under the control of Satan, that is diametrically opposed to God. But let me read that entire passage there in 1 John chapter 5 and emphasize verses 4 and 5, where it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Yes, through faith in Jesus Christ, we have overcome that wicked world system that is made up of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. When this old world system is destroyed, you and I will spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, in the land without tears, in a time without end. We are victors through Christ. We are more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this week on the broadcast, I want us to focus on that phrase, more than conquerors through Christ. Now, allow me to share with you the definition of the word conqueror and conqueror. First of all, the word conquer means to gain a victory over, to win a war, or to be victorious. That's what the word conquer means. To gain a victory over, to win a war, or to be victorious. The word conqueror means a person who conquers or vanquishes. A person who conquers or vanquishes. But in our text, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, the word rendered conqueror there means this. More specifically, it means to vanish beyond or to gain a decisive victory. Now think about that. To vanish beyond or to gain a decisive victory. In essence, to be more than a conqueror means that in the spiritual battles we face as Christians on earth, we have the potential never to lose. And ultimately, for eternity, we are surely conquerors over sin and death as we will spend eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors. You see, a conqueror is one who wins. But listen to this. One who is more than a conqueror is one who never loses. Now, certainly, as we go throughout the course of life, we can lose a battle here or there. We understand that. But what we are talking about here when we see that phrase, more than conquerors, is the fact that through faith in Jesus Christ, there is nothing that can take away our salvation. There is nothing that can take away our hope of heaven. There is nothing that can take away our eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. Once we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we absolutely do have eternal security. Nothing can snatch that from us. The fact of the matter is, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors over the world, over the flesh, over the devil, over wicked things that come our way. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that in this life, we do not need to yield to the world, the flesh, and the devil. You see, the Holy Spirit takes up his residency in the life of every born-again believer, and the Holy Spirit will never leave the life of any born-again believer. And the Holy Spirit is within us as Christians to enable us and to strengthen us to live the victorious Christian life. We will never, ever find ourselves without the Spirit of God. If we do stumble in a particular trial or a particular spiritual battle that we're facing, it's because we've not allowed the Holy Spirit to enable us. But if we depend upon the Holy Spirit, and by the way, we do that by saying no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God. When we say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God, well, it is the Holy Spirit who enables us to have the victory over every temptation, over every sin, over every spiritual battle we face. But in the long run, we need to take into consideration that as children of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, for all of eternity, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And that's what we are going to study throughout the course of this week, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we do so. In fact, we'll be looking at four areas in which we as Christians are more than conquerors. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we will note that we are more than conquerors in salvation. Wednesday, we will note that we are more than conquerors in life. Thursday, we will study the fact that we are more than conquerors in death. And then, the Lord willing, on Friday, we will note that we are more than conquerors in eternity. And so I think this is going to be a very encouraging series this week. I trust that you'll be there by the radio and listen in daily. But I also trust that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because if you have not yet trusted Christ, certainly you're defeated spiritually. And the only way to become a conqueror spiritually is through faith in Jesus Christ. So I would encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as Savior and then see exactly what the Lord will do for you. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. The Lord willing, we will be with you once again tomorrow on Tuesday's program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.